Representatives from more than 100 nations are in Geneva trying to complete an agenda for the World Conference Against Racism. It's being held from August 31st to September 7th in Durban, South Africa, and is the largest gathering on race ever. The Bush administration is threatening to boycott the conference if the agenda includes reparations for slavery and a provision equating Zionism with racism. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
The delegates have been working on the agenda for 2 weeks. The conference opens in a month. Is there time to come up with a document that all the participants can accept?
Well, the delegates face a daunting task. They have to produce a document that everybody agrees on without watering it down so much that it's meaningless. There is a lot of division, but it's not that surprising. I mean, we're talking about extremely emotional questions. Those who have been discriminated against, be they the lowest caste in India, or blacks in America, or gypsies in Europe, or Palestinians in the Middle East, are calling on their transgressors to acknowledge what they have done and in some cases pay reparations. So the entire notion of a race conference that was going to confront issues honestly was always going to be a landmine. In addition, imagine delegates from more than 100 countries combing through a draft text, arguing over whether it's better to call people human groups or the human family. And you get some idea of how painstaking a process this is. And we won't know whether they can pull off an agenda that everyone can live with until the Geneva Preparatory Conference is over in less than 2 weeks.
The U.S. objects to that provision that equates Zionism with racism. Is there any progress on satisfying the Americans?
No, and if it comes, I suspect it won't happen until the 11th hour. The discussions yesterday were pointed. We expect the same today. The working group hashing out a plan of action debated proposed language on foreign occupation as discrimination. The first speaker was the Palestinian representative. He said anyone who opposed the inclusion of the language was either an occupier or a protector of an occupier. And while no country is named in this proposed text, the inference is Israel and the occupied territories. There's also proposed language that talks about the ethnic cleansing of the Arab population. It denounces the Zionist movement, saying it's based on racial superiority. The broadsides at Israel risk reigniting a debate that the United Nations thought it had put to bed a decade ago when it repealed a resolution that equated racism with Zionism. And there is concern that this debate now could deal a severe blow to the conference. The United States, as you say, says if language like this is included in the document, it is staying home.
The U.S. is also warning it's going to stay home if the conference brings up reparations for slavery. Oh. Where's that debate going?
Well, interestingly, the Canadians yesterday were forced into retreat when they wanted to suggest that there were some aspects of colonialism that weren't all bad. India, Malaysia, Nigeria, and a host of other countries joined in a chorus to denounce that idea, and the Canadians had to withdraw. The question of reparations for slavery has not been taken up yet here in Geneva, but U.S. officials say it's not a route they want to take because it's a litigious can of worms. Now, some reply by saying, well, so be it. Other human rights activists say it doesn't have to be a huge legal undertaking or involve huge sums of money. It's the principle that's important. And if the Zionism question is resolved here, but the slavery question isn't, then my guess is that the U.S. would go to Durban and work out some kind of compromise there. But what seems to be missing from this conference is the kind of backing from the United States that the 95 Beijing Conference on Women received. And the human rights groups today were urging the U.S. to be at the table to influence the outcome of the debate.
Every country is faced with racism, probably always been there. Is this conference going to change anything?
Well, the idea was that the Durban conference would be the culmination of 3 decades worth of work. You had a UN conference in 1978 on race, another one in 83 to declare the next decade to be working toward that, another one in 93 to be working for it. So this is the moment. It's arrived. Where there was to be genuine acknowledgement of racism past and present and an action plan that would hold governments to account. And much of what this conference addresses is institutionalized racism.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Geneva.